90.1 FM Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded astral territory of Coquitlam, Musqueam, and Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cgsf.ca or on our radio app from the Apple Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at link.tr.ee/cgsfradio and learn more by visiting our website at cgsf.ca. Got a request? Please text or call us at 778-782-CJSF. Hello, everybody, and happy Tuesday. It has been cold and cloudy. I have honestly been enjoying the break from the heat a bit, and I hope you guys are having a great day so far. I'm excited for today's hour of music. We have some great folk music coming up, a bit of folk rock, I guess, is going to pick up pretty quickly, not too quiet today. Then we'll have some great alternative tracks. We've got Death Cab for Cutie. We have another local Sasha. My name is Sasha. This is an artist also named Sasha from the Vancouver area from their EP Frames. And then we'll have on the other end of the hour some back-to-back Canadian rock bands with Castle Rat from New York to send us off. So I know that you love it. I love Castle Rat. They're great. It's their latest album. But coming up soon, our second track today will be from the local band Isabella and the Sprouts, who the lead singer is one of my great, lovely friends, and they are probably going to be releasing a new album soon. They just released a brand new song, so thank you guys for today. I saw them in Vancouver at the Green Auto back in January. They were great, and that was their song Red String coming out in that month. They've also released the song Spirals, which is also great, but I'll thank you guys today the song Windy Road coming up soon. They describe themselves as being a band that has folk music for freaks and freak music for folks, so stay tuned for Isabella and the Sprouts coming up soon. But first will be a artist coming out of Montreal, Quebec, named Arielle Saucy, I think is how we pronounce her name. This is her latest album, Passages. I'll be playing you guys the song How to Be Me, and they describe their music as being through her introspective writing, luminous melodies, and refined arrangements. Arielle Saucy transports her audience to a world where tradition and modernity intertwine with boldness and emotion. So please enjoy How to Be Me by Arielle Saucy.
Touch me, baby, dry promise, but it can't be kept. It's windy roads away. It's windy roads away. And there's a road for every destination. First timeline you want to say.
Burns bright as your golden heart.
tells me they're from Massachusetts. Now I always ask what part. I wonder if you kept the pilgrim ashtray that's still propped up on your bar cart. Could make a grand off of the chain you bought me, but damn, it's not for sale. My favorite Batman, I'll think of you and say Christian Bale. But it always sounds so fake. I wonder if your tongue is turning over anything I used to say. Your sister's trying for a baby lately, and your parents got new jobs. It's getting darker, so
good morning, Metro Vancouver. You are listening to Rachel's show on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting live from the Burnaby campus of Simon Fraser University, situated on the unceded coastal Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It is Saturday, July 11th, 2026. I am your host, Richard. I have packed today's show with an absolute abundance of content. So grab a cup of coffee, settle in, and let's caught up on the world with the top three news stories of the week. The first one, Metro Vancouver Housing Initiative. The City Council has officially approved the new zoning bylaws for the Broadway corridor, which aims to dramatically increase high-density housing near the new SkyTrain stations. For students and young professionals navigating this housing market, this is a massive, long-awaited shift. The second one, local tech boom. A recent economic report highlights that Burnaby are seeing a record influx of tech startups, especially in AI and green energy, proving that you don't need to be in Silicon Valley to push the boundaries of computer science and AI. The third one is the Summer Festival. The annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival is gearing up at Cherry Chow Beach Park next weekend. If you love the acoustic and folk music we play on this show, I highly recommend grabbing a ticket and settling out on the grass. And your weekend weather report. We are looking at an absolutely glorious July weekend. looking out the studio window towards Burnaby. There is not a single cloud in the sky. We are currently sitting at 19 degrees Celsius, and it is going to climb to a very warm 27 degrees this afternoon. Make sure you stay hydrated if you are hitting the local tennis courts or going for a hike. Today, we are diving deep into literature. I have spent the last few weeks immersed in the three incredibly different books, and they have completely shaped how I view our city, our life timelines, and our relationships. We are going to review the book called Vancouver, The Expatriate Woman by Hai Hong. The second one is Mo Yan's short story collection, Late Bloomers. And the third one, Leo Tolstoy, absolute masterpiece, Anna Karenina. And also thank you for the audience who called me this morning. The programming setup has a little bit issue, and I have found the technical staff to fix it. And thank you for the audience to calling in and asking about the condition of this Richard's show. Let's kick things off with a fantastic track to set the mood. Kathleen Edwards and Bahamas, Human Touch.
Broken and you've been hurt. Show me somebody. spark and beheld a little touch up in a little paint. You might need something to hold on to. All the answers don't amount to much. Somebody you could just talk to.
Welcome back. Let's start with a book that hits very close to home, literally. I recently finished reading the book called Vancouver, the Expatriate Woman by Hai Hong. If you live in the lower mainland, this book will feel like looking into a mirror. It documents the lives of Chinese immigrant women who have uprooted their lives to move across the Pacific Ocean, landing right here in Vancouver, Richmond, and Burnaby. When we think of immigration, we often focus on the logistics, getting a visa, finding a house, passing a language test. But Hai Hong captures the profound psychological shock of immigration. Many of the women in this book had highly successful established careers back in China. They were doctors, executives, and academics. But when they arrived in Vancouver, language barriers and unrecognized credentials forced them to start from absolutely zero. The book explores the intense loneliness of the Vancouver rain, the struggle of raising children caught between two cultures, and the quiet grief of leaving your past identity behind. But it is not